Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that is looking for some great clarity, some great inspiration, some great words that might actually point us in a more constructive direction. How about these words? How about these words? Our fate is not fixed by the fact that our ancestors were enslaved or that racism still exists. Our fate is in our hands. One can believe this. Indeed, if we are ever to enjoy equal dignity in this society, black people must believe this, even while also recognizing that what we see today is in part a product of our past. Our fate is in our hands. Those words by Professor Glenn Lowry. Glenn is, for many years, one of the most respected African-American scholars in the country. He is at Brown University, where he has been for a while, and he has just issued a couple of interviews and papers and more that have, I think, so greatly clarified some of the issues that we face, and it's a real honor to have Glenn Lowry back on the show. Dr. Lowry, thanks very much for joining us again, and congratulations on the clarity and force of your voice.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. It's good to be with you.
Well, okay. First of all, what is wrong with a new focus on, quote, systemic racism?
Well, you know, I don't want to be, you know, against motherhood and apple pie. And
of course,
systemic racism seems to be the kind of thing everyone would want to be against. But I honestly don't know what people are talking about when they say it. And I feel that it's a distraction from the work that needs to be done. They are saying that disparities we see by race are due to the fact that there's exclusion, discrimination, mistreatment of people of color. What I see largely is disparities due to the inadequate development of the human potential of people of color, of some people of color. They say we have to reform the institutions. We have to have a conversation. Racism must end. I say we have to fix the schools. We have to restore the family, and we have to put our nose to the grindstone, black, white, yellow, and everybody else, and develop our full human potential. So I think it's a rhetorical move at a time when we're very susceptible with Twitter and, you know, internet and cancellation and all of that. We're very susceptible to rhetorical maneuvers. But I think it avoids the real work. The real work is a half century after the civil rights movement, we still have a big chunk of the African American population that's outside the orbit of opportunity in the country. Now, we know the country works. We know it works because wave after wave of people have come here and are making their lives. The country is fine. No, it's not perfect, but it's pretty damned good. But we haven't figured out how to face up to and then do something about the developmental deficits that reflect themselves in outsized crime rates, big test score gaps in schools, two-thirds of black kids born to a mother who's not with her husband, and so forth.
Okay, if you were advising a political leader right now, and what would you say would be some changes that need to be made? One of the things that I appreciate about your work, and I'm reading over, you did an interview with a Swiss journalist named Winkler, which is really one of the best things I've read anywhere about this moment that we're at. You point out in this that institutions at all levels of government work full-time against racism. Every university and major corporation has a powerful executive position that monitors and strives for diversity and inclusion. In other words, you bring up the point that we have changed a great deal in 50 years and changed for the better. So what do we need to do to continue or build on that process of change?
Well, I think we need to focus on human development. I think we need to early childhood development. I think families need support. I think the schools are not working for a lot of disadvantaged people. I'm one of these communitarian types. I mean, I think churches matter. I think big brother and big sister. I think adoption is important. I think nurturing and getting involved in each other's lives and whatnot, connected at the community level. The government can't solve all the problems. But as far as social policy is concerned, I would put my emphasis on human development. But I also think there's a political question because we're not talking with each other honestly about these things. If I say, for example, that the effect of liberal social policy over the last half of the 20th century was the result in African-American family structure that is absolutely devastated. I mean, think about it. Two or three kids born to a woman without a husband at home. No, I'm not moralizing. I'm just saying, what does that imply for the potential development? And we can't talk about that. That's one of the things that you can't talk about. Or you can't talk about the effect of violence in these communities on undermining the capacity for people to cooperate and build institutions and develop businesses and have some kind of healthy and robust life. Who wants to invest in a place where they can't be secure in their person and in their property? And the conversation has gotten completely flipped on its end so that the tail wags the dog here. We talk about police, and there's nothing wrong with getting police to do their jobs properly. But, my God, the public safety problem facing the poor people and people of color in this country is not the police.
Yeah, what you say in this interview, which is so profound and so important, is the main threat to the quality of life of people living in black areas is the criminal behavior of their fellow citizens, most of whom happen to be black. There's no way of addressing that while you're defunding the police, is there?
No. The communities in question need the police. Again, I'll say the police need to do their jobs properly. They need to respect citizens. There need to be protocols. Accountability when the police break the rules, they're not above the law. But the communities need the police. Public safety is a first order issue there. That's just the fact. All you have to do is look at the statistics. Homicide is off the chain. If you live in one of these communities in St. Louis or Baltimore or Chicago, et cetera, the quality of your life is materially diminished by the threat that you're going to be the victim of violent crime. In what world do people who talk of defunding the police imagine? Certainly not a world in which no one does anything to protect themselves. If the government doesn't fulfill its first reason for existing, which is to keep us secure in our person and our property, then people will be left with no alternative but to take matters into their own hands. People have not thought it through. They're playing with fire when they talk about disbanding, defunding, defanging the police. They are playing with fire.
Yeah, it's basically the old slogan was, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Police have been part of the solution. And one of the, you talk about how things have gotten so much better in the past 50 years. We've gotten better with crime rates as well, haven't we?
Well, certainly in the last, crime rates rose and rose and rose and peaked in the 90s and have been falling since. I mean, my old complaint used to be crime is going down, but the incarceration rate is still going up. And that was true in the 1990s. But it's not true anymore. Crime is relatively down, although of late, in part, I think, due to the fact that the anti-police rhetoric and politics has had some effect on the way that police are engaging. We're seeing crime picking up in a number of places, and that's troublesome.
Which is worse than troublesome. I think it concerns Americans where they live. Can you stay for another a segment with us, Dr. Lowry?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
I'm very glad to. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. It is a profound privilege to speak to Dr. Glenn Lowry. He is a professor of economics and a faculty fellow of the Watson Institute at Brown University. I want to talk about a new piece that just exploded in Forbes magazine, saying that in Forbes magazine that all white people have to support reparations. We'll get to that and more with Dr. Glenn Lowry coming up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at The Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at The Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved Show, it is a great honor to speak to Dr. Glenn Lowry of Brown University, who is an economist and one of the most respected and influential African-American scholars in the United States. He has been incredibly clear, and I dare say brave, in some of the writing and speaking he has done on our current dilemma. And Dr. Lowry, let me ask you about a piece that just appeared at Forbes, and I was very surprised to see it appear at Forbes, which is, of course, as they say, an organ of the white moderate conservative establishment. That's Forbes magazine, business magazine. And there's a piece by someone named Seth Cohen that begins, "Reparations Now, Why White People Must Join the Call to Pay Reparations for Slavery." And this comes at a time when Joe Biden has formally endorsed the bill by Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas to convene a massive commission to investigate reparations. Where do you come down on this issue?
I'm against it. I don't want to mince words here. This is a terrible idea. This is an absolutely terrible idea. It's bad for our country, and it's bad for black people. That's my opinion. Let me try to defend it briefly. It's bad for our country. We're talking, you can do the arithmetic, a $1 trillion program. We're talking about a $1 trillion government program defined in this country in the year 2020 in terms of the race of somebody. That's South Africa-style social engineering on behalf of racial policy. This is a very bad idea for our country. I'm not addressing the question of, quote, is it due, close quote, the abstract question of are black people do something. I'm saying, why are we talking about our citizens in terms of black people, white people, yellow people? This is not something we need to do. Bad for the country. Bad for black people. It's infantilizing. It's demeaning. It's cashing in on a birthright. In other words, what we're saying is black people have been treated badly by America. Our ancestors have been treated badly. You owe. Pay up. So let's suppose that such a program is actually enacted. Now you have discharged the historical obligation to come to terms with what slavery and Jim Crow have wrought. You simply cashed it in. Do you think it's going to solve the problem? I don't. You can jigger wealth for a minute, but if you don't change the capacity to generate wealth, in a generation or two, you're going to be right back where you started from. The issue here, as I said in the first segment, is the inadequate human development of the black population. Now, if you were talking about getting kids to learn how to read, if you were talking about enhancing their science education, if you were talking about helping people start businesses and whatnot, I'd be all for it. But I'd be for it for Americans, not for people based upon their race. I mean, how could we be thinking about a national program based upon someone's race? And I'll just say one final thing. Of course Forbes is going to run this piece because, as one of the Leninists said some time ago, the capitalists will sell you the rope to hang them with. They're branding.
Yes, there's a term.
They're interested in just rolling with the storm, just trying to stay above. What the NFL is going to do about, you know, what the NBA is going to put on their court. You know, this is all about handling their business, about managing their brands, about making sure that they don't have a revolt among their employees and that they don't get boycotted by Al Sharpton. So, of course, they're going to say it. I don't look to Forbes for insight into, you know, social policy.
Well, yeah, Nicole Hannah Jones, the author of the 1619 Project, they did another full lengthy thing in the New York Times about the kind of reparations that we need. And what they're talking about is you'd have to actually prove that you are descended, at least in part, from someone who was enslaved, and that you have identified as black for 10 years. And again, this kind of classification of people, it means, for instance, that Barack Obama would not get reparations, and his daughters would.
yeah, that's what it means. That's where we will have come to if we go down that road. You know, heaven forbid that.
Yes, indeed. But here's the crazy thing right now is with the Democratic Party, they appear to be actually willing to take this to the electorate. Do you think there is any chance at all that if this becomes a major issue, that it actually works for Joe Biden or the other Democrats on the ticket if they are the party of reparations?
I don't know. That's a call that one of these pollster types would have to make figuring on what's going to happen in certain swing districts and certain swing states and so forth. I guess there could be an argument that it could. It's really very bad for the country. But, I mean, what's going on, you know, is the Democrats are pandering try to get the, quote, black vote. This is also so racist. I mean, I use the word guardedly, but, I mean, it's also mired in this essentialism. It's seeing these people in these one-dimensional categories. So they think African-Americans are excited by the idea of reparations, and if you throw them this bone, you'll be able to get them behind you. That might actually be a correct calculation, although I actually don't think so. I think they're overplaying their hand on this.
And by the way, the polling that I have seen shows that the black community itself is close to evenly split on reparations. And the non-black community is overwhelmingly against it. And one of the questions that I had, and as an economist, you have to be thinking about this. Robert Johnson of Black Entertainment Television has called for a $14 trillion program where every black man, woman, and child would be paid about $300,000, which is a pretty good chunk of change. The question is, we have, in America, we have about 50 million people who identify as Hispanic. Most of them arrived in this country, their families arrived in this country long after slavery was over.
Right.
Is it fair to make Latinos pay tax money and pay a bill to provide, whether it's $300,000 or $30,000 for people? Because before their ancestors came to this country,
slavery. Like the national debt. Excuse me for interrupting, Michael. That what they're going to say is it's just like war bonds. You know, if the government had borrowed money from financiers in Europe or Asia in order to finance, everybody would have to pay back no matter when they came because it's a national obligation. So they're going to make the same kind of claim to pro-reparations people about this. They're going to say, yeah, it's fair because it's a national obligation and citizens discharge national obligations through their taxes. But, I mean, I just want to take note of the fact that there are a lot of claims. I mean, what about the working class immigrants who were exploited in sweatshops and whatnot and helped to build the country? What about the Irish who were expendable in the labor market where a slave couldn't do hazardous work, but an Irishman could do it? Once we get into this business...
Or the Chinese Americans who died building the Transcontinental Railroad. There's much, much more. I'm going to post this interview that Glenn Lowry did with a Swiss journalist. It's so important to read. And God bless you and give you strength for your work. And I hope we'll talk again soon. That's Dr. Glenn Lowry of Brown University. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is rejecting President Trump's claim that he enjoys immunity from state criminal proceedings while in office, finding a New York grand jury may obtain his tax records, but blocked parallel efforts by congressional Democrats to obtain his tax documents in two separate 7-2 opinions issued on Thursday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Thursday offered support for extending the enhanced pandemic unemployment benefit, which expires at the end of the month, but at a lower payout than the current $600 a week. Mnuchin telling CNBC,
"We knew there was a problem with enhanced unemployment and that certain cases people were paid more than they made in their jobs. That was a technical fix. We were in an emergency. We went along with that. We're going to fix that technical fix. We're going to make sure that people are incented to go back to jobs."
USA Radio News.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Show. I listen to you every day.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the one area where African Americans have, of course, succeeded to a phenomenal extent is the area of big-time professional sports. And it's not every sport. I understand. I think African Americans, for various reasons, are underrepresented in the hockey arena. And as a matter of fact, it was just announced today that the Chicago Blackhawks, that were not named after an Indian tribe, they were named after a specific chief of the Sac and Illinois tribes. The Chicago Blackhawks are going to keep their name. But almost surely the Kansas City Chiefs and the Washington, you're not even supposed to say the name Redskins, but I think I can say it without getting into too much trouble. That's supposed to be reconsidered and likely to go away. There's an angry column today. Well, there's an angry column every day in the New York Times, but today there's a particularly angry one by Dante Stallworth, who played professional football for lots of different teams. He was originally drafted by the New Orleans Saints. But he was a stalwart on the football field, and he is now a journalist. And he writes, "The NFL needs more than a song." And he says, "In response to the Black Lives Matter protest, the NFL has decided to play 'Lift Every Voice and Sing,' known as the Black National Anthem, in week one of its coming season. As a former NFL player, my initial reaction was, why? Is this a sign that the NFL is serious now? That it truly wants to honor its commitment to promote racial equality in the league? Or is it just a symbolic gesture, one meant to placate its players without any meaningful change?" He says, "Don't get me wrong. Symbolism can be a powerful thing. Lift Every Voice and Sing is a fixture of black life a celebration of our tumultuous experience, the struggle and triumph, the joy and the pain of being American. I like the song, too. I just had a, just as I was sharing this with you here, a terrible thought. What would happen if some player, black or white, but particularly white, took a knee while they were singing Lift Every Voice and Sing? Can you imagine? Again, I don't think that's a good idea. I'm not recommending it. I think it would be a horrible thing. It should not happen. But we've gotten, this is silly season. And he writes in his column not only about justice for Colin Kaepernick, you knew that was going to be there, but he writes this. He says, an overwhelming majority of owners in the NFL's history have been white men. Today, more than two-thirds of the players are black. But across 32 teams, there are only three black head coaches and two black general managers. Over the past 3 years, there have been 20 head coaching vacancies, but black coaches filled only two of them. And then there are the politics. Almost a dozen owners of NFL teams, that's a dozen out of 30, have supported President Trump by contributing money to his campaigns or hosting fundraisers. So, what does he want? If the NFL wants to send an unambiguous message that its concern is genuine and not performative, it must start with this political disconnect. Okay, in other words, he wants the NFL to not have its owners contribute to President Trump because... He says, the recent pledge of the NFL and its team owners to contribute $250 million over 10 years to fight systemic racism is not enough. Nor is honoring victims of police brutality with helmet decals and jerseys. The owners must make radical changes. First of all, they must stop raising money for Donald Trump. Supporting the president is the antithesis of supporting the players. Then, using their political connections, the owners must lobby for issues that matter to the players' coalition, like legislation to reform policing. Okay, legislation to reform policing is one thing. Can you even begin to imagine a situation in any other sport? Or not even any other sport, in a field aside from sports, if you have a car company and you don't like the politics of your owner, are you going to go on strike as somebody who works in that company to demand that your owner support a different candidate? Isn't this just a little bit ridiculous? Look, I understand there's a great sense of grievance involving Colin Kaepernick, but for goodness sake, at Colin Kaepernick, there's another piece from another perspective by a black sports writer who writes, the NFL... The most powerful force in American popular culture, the top TV show on five different networks, is proof of America's bend toward equality and proof of the level of willful ignorance and intentional deceit used to smear America. And concerning Colin Kaepernick, so writes the columnist Jason Whitlock, who is African-American. He says, Kaepernick is now the richest player in NFL history. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He says Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes is now the richest player in NFL history. He surpassed Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson, who's black. The next quarterbacks most likely to benefit from the contract Mahomes just signed are Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, and Dak Prescott. They're all black. But the NFL is supposed to be systemically racist? Stop it! Rather than vilifying the game of football because Kaepernick flamed out and wrapped himself in racial martyrdom to excuse his failure, we should be celebrating football for its evolutions. Okay, Which one of these two arguments is going to be more impressive for the American people? I mean, I think the question right now is, will they be having a football season? And what kind of football season will they be likely to be having? There's continued questions about the fans defending Louis Farrakhan. And what's amazing to me is that it's not fans. This is another former NFL star like DeSean Jackson, and he's a current NFL star, DeSean Jackson, who posted images of Farrakhan and said, "This man speaks the truth." Can you imagine if someone did that with David Duke, the former Nazi, former Klansman? And why is Farrakhan get more of a break? We will go to, there's a former star named Shannon Sharpen, who played tight end for the Broncos. He defends Farrakhan. We will get to that. And also get to a question on Jesus admitted he was perfect. He did? Okay. And so the question is, asked Don Lemon, why are we defending George Washington? Nobody has ever claimed that George Washington was perfect or any of our founders were perfect. But saying someone is not perfect is not the same as saying someone is evil and unworthy of honor and commemoration. 1-800-955-1776. There is also a real question about the future of the Republican Party after President Trump. What happens next? We'll get to all of that, all coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I hear a lot of hate come from shock jocks like yourself.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved show, the claim by Dante Stallworth, writing in the New York Times, is the NFL has had plenty of opportunities to be on the right side of history. It could have supported Colin Kaepernick and other players who took a knee 4 years ago to protest police brutality and racial inequities in the U.S. justice system, but the league failed to protect them. It was only last month that the league issued an apology of sorts, remember that? Admitting that, quote, it was wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier. This mea culpa took place only after demands by more than a dozen of its young stars. His most important charge for the league, the way the league has to change, I mean, aside from changing the names of the Redskins and the Chiefs, is to get rid of support for Trump. Really? That's it? There is other work to be done, including my own former team in Washington. You won't say the name, of course. Its founder is George Preston Marshall, an avowed segregationist who was the last NFL owner to integrate his team. His statue was finally removed from the front of RFK Stadium, the team's former home, as was his name from the stadium's Ring of Honor. But the team has not removed the club's offensive name, despite decades of opposition from indigenous people. And he goes on, and it comes at a time when there are a series of professional sports stars, DeSean Jackson yesterday, it was a story we covered, and then he was supported by Steven Jackson, a former National Basketball Association player, are people who are followers of Louis Farrakhan and believe that he has a unique take on, and a uniquely accurate take on the American experience right now. And that is apparently a viewpoint shared by a former NFL star, Shannon Sharp, who played tight end for the Denver Broncos. And he was speaking on an FS1 show with Skip Bayless. And the show was called Undisputed. And there's certainly going to be plenty of dispute about this. Listen.
No matter what you think of Louis Farrakhan, Nation of Islam, he has made it pretty clear over the years
he does not like Jewish people. Is that fair to say?
Well, not from the conversation that I've had with the minister. He said it's abundantly. He's made it clear to anybody that sat down with him. He says he doesn't. So
okay, I got that, and I've read that. But the Anti-Defamation League has identified him as anti-Semitic. Okay. And last night, just to refresh my memory on this, I went back and read a lot of his quotes. They read hateful against Jewish people.
Okay, and really, that there is any doubt about this? When you refer to Judaism as a gutter religion, when you say, and it is a complete lie and fabrication, the Jewish people created the slave trade and initiated the slave trade, Jewish people were an incredibly small, I mean, Islamic people actually did much more to create and staff the slave trade. When I Farrakhan, so long ago even, he was saying that white people in general are our enemy. But if you have any doubts about Jewish people being a particular target for Minister Farrakhan, there's this charming excerpt from 2015. This is just 5 years ago. Here is the minister.
I'm talking about the wicked ones in the Jewish community that run America, run the government, run the world, own the banks, own the means of communication. They are my enemies. But as sure as I am alive, my enemies will be made my footstool.
My enemies will be made my footstool. Okay, again, if words have any meaning, saying they are my enemy, then how is it even possible that uncorrected, this sportscaster can say, oh, no, he has no problem with Jewish people. And there's a more fundamental idea, which is the idea of a problem with white people in general. And look, in terms of changing the names of the football teams, I know President Trump has taken a position on this. I wish he hadn't, because this is going to be another one where I think the chances are overwhelming that the Washington team will have a different name, a name replacing Redskins, probably very soon. The Chiefs, I don't know, but probably them too. And that question would be, do you know, Jeremy, if people have speculated on what the new name would be for the Washington Redskins? I mean, I was suggesting once upon a time when we were around this, they could call them the Washington Shutdowns, because we were having a series of regular government shutdowns. But fortunately, we've only had one government shutdown, and it was relatively inconclusive, of course. They always are under President Trump. With all of this, there's also the additional craziness of Don Lemon on his show last night, bringing up Jesus as an argument for, I guess, going forward and trashing our founders. And see if this makes any sense on CNN. This is clip two.
But here's the thing. Jesus Christ, if that's who you believe in, Jesus Christ, admittedly, was not perfect when he was here on this earth. So why are we deifying the founders of this country, many of whom owned slaves?
Okay, first of all, the idea that Jesus wasn't perfect, I'm not sure every Christian would agree with that. In fact, I'm quite sure not every Christian would agree with that. Secondly, what does that have to do with founders and the idea that people own slaves? And then there is this. And I think we have time for it. Joe Biden was talking about how his team, his campaign team, is working closely with labor unions. And unfortunately, it sounded like this.
We're posed. What I propose is it can be done. I think we're in a position to really make it happen. And my team and your team are already working closely together to light up the path forward here. Critical laws like the PRO Act to strengthen collective bargaining. Politics like prevailing and look. Yes, I'm taking too much time, but you know.
Okay, this is not going to work well in debates. It just won't. And the one thing that the Hyden-Biden strategy, the hiding in the basement strategy, should allow him is an ability to get some of that together. It's never going to be Churchillian. It's never going to be Reagan. But maybe we can get back a little bit to the Joe Biden of, say, was it 12 years ago? It was 12 years ago when he was running for vice president the first time and had the opportunity to debate Sarah Palin. I think it's fair to say that debating President Trump will be more of a challenge. And Joe Biden should be prepared to be on the defensive, which is a peculiar thing because usually it's the incumbent president who is on the defensive. What happens to the Republican Party after Donald Trump? There's some speculation on that over at The Week, and it's interesting speculation. What it indicates is we should expect the Republican Party to be different, but not so much in ideology. In what way? We will get to that. We will also be speaking about the Stalin statue that was included in a historical museum, in a very fine museum, in Virginia. Should that go away? Or has it already gone away? We'll talk to Paul Kangor about that and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.